After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Report. This is Morning Report 162. That's starting to sound like real numbers. 162 on our way to 200. On our way to 1,000. That's what's up. That is what's up. Again, thank you again for coming. My name is Willie Lawson. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com. 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 It is Wednesday, July 22nd. Can you imagine? We have been dealing with COVID-19 and lockdowns and quarantines and face masks and all this stuff, and Dr. Fauci and Burks and World Health Organization and Donald Trump and all this stuff since March. It is now damn near August. And now we're wondering, and we've never thought this when we sent kids home from school, are we going to let them go back? Some districts have decided to push it back a couple of weeks. I'm not sure what they're waiting on. Where I live, the decision was to push everything back 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Don't know why that is. Don't know why those 14 days are going to make the difference. But that's what they've decided to do. I think they're just kicking the can down. Just kicking the can down the road. That way they can make another decision later. I think that's it. Nothing magical about 14 days. You're just kicking the can down the road. But that's what we're dealing with. But here's something that, again, we've said here forever that the master of the media is Donald Trump. It is not, what's his face from the shock jock. It is Donald Trump who is the king of media. Guys, you know who I'm talking about, right? He is now in a press conference, come out and talked about his views on masks. We'll talk about that a little bit today. It is interesting how some of the crappiest cities in America, some of the most dangerous cities in America, are run by Democrats. You know, I've just got to say this. There are a lot of Democrat mayors. I'm going to say it this way, too. There are a lot of Democrat women mayors who are just in over their heads. I don't know why. But they're in over their heads. I'm going to talk about Chicago because that is the, I mean, and I don't mean this from a, just a pure physical sense because Lori Lightfoot is 4'0" or whatever. But the woman is in over her head. She got a lot of nasty, sassy, in your face, you know what, neck twitching about her. But she's obviously in over her head. So we'll talk a little bit about that today. You know, we talked about the resignation of Barry Weiss, who was the editor of the op-ed page of the New York Times. And again, her resignation letter is still up on fightbackmedia.com, so you can check it out. She talks a lot about the culture that's going on in the New York Times. And this piece that we're going to do concerning the New York Times reporter that reportedly tried to dox Tucker Carlson, you are going to get the biggest kick out of. Oh, so much to do and such a small amount of time to do it in. Let's talk about masks. That seems to be the thing. It's interesting. I mentioned this on my take home report. So, excuse me, my chair is making all sorts of awful noises. That I don't really go back and forth on Facebook with a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I don't go back and forth with people on much at all because I don't have time for it. And in a really sort of Rush Limbaugh-ish vibe, I'm right anyway. And I'll tell you why I'm so confident, because time normally bears out what I've said or what I've thought. We just wait. Most times I just wait a little bit. There it is. So that happens to you a lot, you get pretty confident. I don't think I'm cocky, but I am super confident. So I don't really go back and forth because I'm usually proved right if I just wait. And it has been spoken over me that I'm a very patient person, so I can wait. I'll wait your ass out. I'm just going to tell you, I will wait your ass out. So we're going to start talking about masks and Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the king of media. In a recent press conference in the Brady Room, this was last Tuesday, President Trump gave an update on his administration's work against the Wuhan coronavirus and called on Americans to wear masks when they can't social distance. Now, every mandate from the emergency planning group here in Hillsborough County, or the mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, who actually said, even if the science is wrong, it's just a mask, wear it, do what the hell I tell you to do. Okay, that was the editor's note. I added that last part, but that's basically what she said. They all say, if you can't social distance, that means if you can't stay away from one another. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if you are riding by yourself in your damn car, you don't need to wear a mask. If you're worried about coronavirus being aerosol and being sucked into your car, then you need to stay home and tape up all the doors and windows. Because anthrax will get you too. And he also said anything that potentially can help is good, Trump says, and it helps. We now have experts who have said in the recent past that masks aren't necessarily good to wear. Now they've changed their mind, and if they've changed their mind, that's good enough for me, he added. So the president is saying, you know what? If you want to wear a mask, and if it does some good, great. And this has been, it's funny, and people on both sides are gonna cry and whine this week, because they cry and whine, that's what they do. But the president has been consistent. When he talked about hydroxychloroquine, what he said was, if it works, that's great. May work, may not, I don't know. But if it works, we should try it. He said about UV light and disinfectants and maybe disinfecting the body. He didn't say drinking bleach, stop being a jerk. And there are ways to get UV light inside the body. we get light inside our body all the time to do stuff. May work. If it works, we should try it. And he's always had that opinion. He's the one that that signed the bill that allows doctors to try when people are people are on their last legs, people who are dying. Let's give this a try. Even if it goes against, protocol, people should have a right to try. So Trump is completely consistent here in that if this works, if this helps, great, let's do it. But forever, there was so much back and forth, even in the experts that he was supposed to be following, which the left continues to say that he's not following his experts. The problem is he was following his experts too damn closely. They were saying, don't worry about it. When your surgeon general comes out and says, stop buying masks. There's no reason for you to buy masks. When an article in the New England Journal of Medicine comes out and tells people that we know that people wearing masks, in the general public is highly ineffective. The president has been very consistent about following the experts. Been very consistent. Who hasn't been consistent are the experts. The Surgeon General, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx. Those are the people who haven't been consistent. Kind of hard to follow them around on a daily basis when you're talking about national or even state or local policy. Kind of tough.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
So when Trump says, when you're not able to social distance, wear a mask, get a mask, whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact. They'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get. Now, here's the interesting part about this. And this is what Trump's so good at. What he knows is that some of the people, not many really, not as nearly as large a percentage as people would like to think, of his supporters will be kind of disappointed. And what he also knows is that a lot of his detractors are going to say, well, it's about time. Just not, it's just not soon enough. Too late, Drumpf. right? Because you can never give them enough. Shut down the country. Make it a mandatory. Make it mandatory. We say he's not going to make it mandatory from the federal level, which is actually very correct and is very consistent with his approach all along. He's going to leave it up to governors. But even then, how constitutional is it for governors in specific states? Well, we'll find out, won't we? We'll find out. Should Governor DeSantis put a statewide mandatory mask order in place? My thought is no. It says that President Trump has stopped short of issuing a national mask mandate, which he told Fox News' Chris Wallace, and it cuts against American freedom and doesn't fully solve the problem. I want people to have a certain freedom. I don't believe in that, he said. I don't agree with the statement that if everybody wears a mask, then everything disappears. Well, it's the truth. And nobody believes that, really. I know there was one idiot doctor who came out and said, if everybody would wear a mask, we could just knock this thing out in 4 to 6 weeks. How? That's never worked. It's going to stay in the environment. So the idea is that you're going to put 337 million people in face coverings. First of all, it's not even possible unless you do it by the business end of a gun in every community. Unless you weld people into their houses, literally weld them into their houses. Unless you turn into China, unless you turn into the dictatorship that you keep telling me that Donald Trump has presented to America. We talked about this earlier. It's funny. Who brought this up? What's his face? In the morning. Yeah, you know. Golly, one of the, you know, the names are escaping me. But, you know, one of the morning commentators brought it up and basically saying that Trump is not the dictator that they want. They keep saying that Trump's a dictator, that he is running this fascist government, but every time he isn't as much of a dictator as they want him to be more authoritarian. Glenn Beck. They want him to be more authoritarian. I mean, criticize him for not being authoritarian enough while saying all the time that he's an autocrat, that he is a dictator. But they want him to be more of a dictator. And it's going to be interesting to see in the next couple of days how this, I think, brilliant move by President Trump plays out, not only in the media, but in the court of public opinion. It should be very, very interesting. Okay, we're gonna take a little music break. I got a few tunes for you. This is a thing called Twilight Train. I'm gonna play this while I get a glass of water. We'll be back right after this. Thank you so much. right, welcome back. Thank you ever so much. We appreciate you and your patience as we set up the new computer while continuing to try to pump out as many of these broadcasts as possible. Maybe this weekend we'll be able to set up the computer and have all the things that we're supposed to have. I like that because before we go on, I'd like to thank my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, Christine Vasconcello, and the great people that work there for continued support. I'm going to thank the folks at Good Guy Cars, John Desbrow, and the folks who work there for their excellent support in this program. We really appreciate it greatly. And, of course, my barber, Emerson Tillman, of Tillman's Barbershop here in East Tampa. You know, one of the reasons outside of my my stunning glory and my stunning beauty is they keep me hooked up all the time. Now, even with appointments, they keep your host hooked up and looking tight and looking right all the time. Tillman's Barbershop on 40th Street, just south of Bush Boulevard here in Tampa, Florida. You can go to barbershop1.com, make an appointment, tell them that Willie and the Morning Report sent you. All right, let's talk a little bit about Chicago. Before we get into the specifics of this story, which is incredibly sad, know that we are 21 days into July. There have been 73 people in Chicago in July shot and killed. 336 shot and wounded, 409 total shot, 83 homicides. This week, so far, 11 shot and killed, 45 shot and wounded, for a total of 46 shots and 12 homicides. Year to date, 381 shot and killed year to date. With almost a quarter of them being shot this month. I don't know what happened this month. Let's see. There was some Black Lives Matter protest, and there was some talk about defunding the police. And oh, maybe, did those things go together? Total of 1,746 people who were shot and wounded. Total number of 2,127 total shot, 424 homicides. That gives us a person shot every 2 hours and 17 minutes in Chicago. Every 11 hours, 31 minutes, a person is murdered in Chicago. 11 hours. Twice a day, somebody gets murdered in Chicago. Holy crap. You've got to be kidding me, right? Unfortunately, they're not kidding you. Unfortunately, these numbers are real. That's the sad part. And how many officer or police involved shootings? Four. All year, four. Here's a sad one from this weekend. Multiple victims shot outside of a Chicago funeral home. Local outlets report that as many as 16 people were shot outside of a funeral home in the south side of Chicago. Law enforcement has no known motive thus far, but the attack appears to have been planned. Chicago's ABC7 reported that multiple victims are in serious or critical condition and they were hospitalized. Chicago police say vehicle drove up to mourners at a funeral, fired guns. People attending the funeral returned fire. At least 14 people were hospitalized under conditions, quote, unknown in this tweet. Police say no motives at this point. One person of interest is in custody. So they're having a funeral. Some other people drive up, because they know that a certain group of people are going to be there. And they fire on them at the funeral. At the funeral. Now, people at the funeral are strapped and return fire. And yesterday, this happened. When did this happen, Willie? This happened This happened last night. And yesterday evening, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, this is what I'm saying, some of these female Democrat mayors are in over this, so far in over their heads. She tweets, "Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents." 2 hours later. Then 2 hours later, you've got somebody driving up on a, you know, rolling up on a funeral. An hour later, you have somebody rolling up on a funeral, shooting up the funeral. Lori Lightfoot tweets, "Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come to Chicago and terrorize our residents." Ladies and gentlemen of the freaking jury, what are we seeing? We're seeing a level of incompetence that is mind-boggling. And we're also seeing the road being paved for Marxists. This doesn't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter. And we're going to do a program on Fight Back 2020, one more program about how what you're seeing doesn't have anything to do with Black Lives or Black Lives Matter. So those of you who are holding on to that narrative that Black Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter is a good thing, we're going to have a conversation on Fight Back 2020 sometime this weekend. And you do not want to miss it. You want to listen to it. You want to share it with your friends. You want to like it. You want to share it. You want to like it and share it and share it again. Because it's going to be real. Real talk about real situations. Now, here's what happened last night. Somebody rolled up on a funeral, started shooting. People who were at the funeral, they were strapped. They started shooting back. 16 people are in the hospital. An hour or so before that, Lori Lightfoot, mayor of Chicago, tweets, "Under no circumstances will I allow Donald Trump's troops to come into Chicago and terrorize our residents." Because you got your own terrorists, I guess. You got your own terror going on. The last thing you need is Donald Trump's troops, which are the National Guard, by the way, coming in and restoring order, peace and order. So, hell, even the gangbangers could have a peaceful funeral. The hell? Absolutely, absolutely insane. Speaking of insane, and I kind of like this story. It's entitled "Revenge." The New York Times reporter who reportedly tried to dox Tucker Carlson got a taste of his own medicine. "Revenge is a dish best served cold. The left has doxed conservatives. In fact, in the early 2010s, swatting was something that occurred on multiple right-wing writers and activists, including Eric Erickson. To recap, swatting is when a nut job lefty calls an emergency services, makes up a fake violent incident occurring at your home, which triggers an armed response unit to arrive, and, well, you can imagine what can come of that situation. Right, they send a SWAT team and whole idea. It is now supposedly a tactic that we cannot use or partake in because we're supposed to be above that. Well, screw that. We're in wartime and everything hurled at us should be redirected in kind. Sorry that this is a street fight. for the presidency of the United States. So when the New York Times allegedly plotted to go after Fox News' Tucker Carlson, exposing where he lived, placing his family in danger, he took the airwaves and to lambast the publication, and rightfully so. So a mob had found out where he lived in D.C. and was not pleasant. Lee wrote about Carlson's torching the Times this morning. The liberal paper denied that they were plotting to do this, but you can't trust these liars. They lied about the Russian collusion. They peddled a COVID panic porn study from South Korea regarding schools that was shoddy as hell. And now we're supposed to believe them. An anti-Trump paper loaded with, quote, woke, end quote, crybaby reporters. They weren't going to dox Carlson. This is an ultimate sure Jan moment. We just got ahead of you and your pernicious scheme. Fox News host Tucker Carlson said Monday, the New York Times was planning to publish a story this week on where his family lives to hurt them in an effort to make him shut up and stop disagreeing with them, a claim the paper denies. Last week, the New York Times began working on a story about where my family and I live. As a matter of journalism, there is no conceivable justification for a story like that. The paper is not alleging we've done anything wrong, and we haven't. We pay our taxes. We like our neighbors. We have never had a dispute with anyone, he said. So why is the New York Times doing a story on the location of my family's house? Well, you know why. To hurt us. To injure my wife and kids so I will shut up and stop disagreeing with them. They believe in force. We've learned that. That's from Tucker Carlson. Tucker actually named the reporter who tracked him Murray Carpenter, and he got doxxed. You just have to see it via the Washington Post. Wow. Tucker Carlson claimed the New York Times reporter. This is from the Washington Post. Tucker Carlson claimed the New York Times planned to expose his address. Then his fans doxed the reporter. All right. I don't like this necessarily. I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it's good for nut jobs to show up at people, you know what, in people's front yards, because then you'll get what you got, you know, in Missouri. You get people defending themselves in their homes. And when that crap starts to happen, somebody innocent is going to get hurt. Some moron that's just going along with these protests, yay, Black Lives Matter, some Jan. She's going to get her gut shot out because she doesn't think that anybody would shoot her. She doesn't know that those bullets are real. She doesn't know that people are really afraid. She is so justified in her ridiculousness, she can't see reality. And that's going to be Jan's undoing. That's going to be Marsha's. That's going to be Jan's undoing. Marsha. Someone's going to get hurt. This is a behavior that needs to stop. It needs to stop. My name is Willie Lawson. This is the Morning Report. We'll be back this weekend for a Fight Back 2020 weekend thoughts and weekend wrap. And then maybe something before that. If you haven't been to the website, shame on you. Damn it, go to the website. www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, www.fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com, fightbackmedia.com. Scroll and, well, you know what? Well, you can't. I'll have to fix that. I want you to sign up. We need your email address because there is a lot of stuff that we need to get to you that Facebook ain't going to allow and Twitter ain't going to allow for very long. We got some things that are happening. Some Zoom meetings that we want to put together on the website that we need to do now. Sooner than later. We're running out of time. We've got just a few more than 100 days before the election. So we need to do some stuff. That's all there is to it. And we're going to have to go underground because Facebook ain't going to allow it. And we don't want we don't want everybody to know. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.